really what we need to address in this room, and it's Rita Radin. We'll have to get used to that one. If you'd like to speak.
I would. I'm not going to stand. I'm going to sit since we're informal here. Okay, on July 10th, 2018, Leah Wolf and I met with Rick Ayala. Mr. Ayala explained the expulsion and suspension process. Rick told us that the principals and administrators have multiple meetings and training sessions on what constitutes behavior worthy of suspension and expulsion. Rick indicated principals and administrators have extensive discussions on what is inappropriate student conduct as part of their training. Rick mentions that the principals have monthly meetings that include regular discussions about student behavior issues, the policy, the procedures, and appropriate punishment. Rick told us that students don't receive any training on what actions, behaviors, or speech would result in expulsion or suspension. The students and parents only receive a handbook to be signed on the rules that they should follow, which, of course, no one reads. I can tell you, 4 years, I didn't read the thing. I signed it. Bam. And I'm sure I'm not alone. The handing out of the handbook resembles the website's terms of use. How many of you get terms of every time you go to a new website, you're supposed to read the terms of use, and you never read them. This is the same thing. I find it to be an oxymoron that education professionals and the leaders of students are educated in what constitutes an offense worthy of student expulsion or suspension, but the students are left to their own devices. Furthermore, this handbook doesn't define phrases and words that are forbidden or can be perceived as a threat. For example, just like you don't say or yell fire in a crowded theater, you don't say, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to shoot up the school on social media, even if it's a joke. Because if you say these things, your principal and your school board are going to view this as a threat, and we are going to recommend that you are expelled from school. I mean, I think you have to make things clear to kids that there's no joking about these things if you're going to expel them for it, which never happens. There's no training. As leaders, should you take responsibility to train and educate these students on what's appropriate behavior that you want in a school setting and outside the school setting relative to school? Students are not mind readers, and they don't always know what's appropriate. Rick told us it's the parents' responsibility to train students about appropriate behavior.
Can you wrap it up?
Yeah, I can. I want to point out that in certain cultures, when I say I'm going to kill you, it's like out of anger, and it doesn't mean anything more than I'm very upset with you. So a student coming from an environment might not be as sensitive to the bigger issues that exist currently with school shootings. I also want to point out that this past year, that's 2017-2018, this district spent $700,000 on legal fees. And I think that if you invested that in student training about what's appropriate behavior, you'd see that spend go down significantly, and you'd see and you'd improve student behavior and what constitutes appropriate behavior. You'd see improvements in those areas.
Thank you. Thank you for coming and speaking. And we will be moving up to upstairs for the closed session. San Diego Union High School District Board of Trustees meeting this evening, and apologize for us being a few minutes late, but we were in closed session, and looks like we are all here and prepared now. So, Ms. Schultz, if you would please read our protocol.
Okay. Welcome to the meeting of the San Diego Union High School District Board of Trustees. If you wish to speak to an item on the agenda, please complete a speaker slip located at the sign-in desk and present it to the secretary to the board prior to the start of the meeting. When the board president invites you to the podium, please state your name before making your presentation. Persons wishing to address the board on any school-related issue not elsewhere on the agenda are invited to do so under the public comments. If you wish to speak under public comments, please follow the same directions for speaking to agenda items. In the interest of time and order, presentations from the public are limited to 3 minutes per person per topic. The total time for agenda and non-agenda items shall not exceed 20 minutes. An individual speaker's allotted time may not be increased by a donation of time from others in attendance. In accordance with the Brown Act, unless placed on the published agenda, no discussion or action shall be taken by the board on non-agenda items. However, the board may, one, acknowledge receipt of the information, two, refer the matter to staff for further study, or three, refer the matter to a future agenda. In compliance with Government Code Section 54957.5, agenda-related documents that have been distributed to the board less than 72 hours prior to the board meeting have been available for review on the district website or at the district office. All matters listed under consent are those in which the board has previously deliberated or which can be classified as routine items of business. An administrative recommendation on each item is contained in the agenda supplements. There will be no separate discussion of these items prior to the time the Board of Trustees votes on the motion unless members of the board, staff, or public request specific items to be discussed or pulled from the consent items. To address an item on the consent calendar, please follow the procedure described under comments on agenda items. As a courtesy to all meeting attendees, please set cell phones and electronic devices to silent mode and engage in conversations outside of the meeting room. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I'd like to invite everyone to please stand with me and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So as I mentioned, the board has already met in closed session and there was no action taken. So there's nothing to report, but we do have to address some student discipline items here. So,
Madam President,
yes,
there was a request to address the report out of closed session. It is my understanding that this is simply a point of order. By meaning point of order, it's the placekeeper on the agenda to let the public know that you're reporting out, that the word report out of closed session is simply an indicator that you're reporting information out of closed session. So I know that the person has submitted that, but that's my understanding, is that it's simply a series of words to indicate an action that's going to take place, and that the actions would be reported out.
If you took any action.
But it's not a comment. I don't believe it is subject to public comment. It is simply a grouping of words to say we're going to take this next step in the meeting.
Okay.
Can you have counsel look into that? I believe it is.
Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. Good point of order. Thank you.
Thank you. So we are looking at case number 2018-084-SD. I need a motion to approve the request for an early readmit from the expulsion.
Excuse me, back this up. The chat was in closed session.
These are all
yes.
The three that we discussed.
The
child.
Which one?
I believe.
The first one is the early readmit.
Yes.
I'm just the first one.
Second.
Thank you. This is a roll call, please.
Mrs. Mirror?
Yes.
Mrs. Herman?
Yes.
Mrs. Dallas Armandrell?
Yes.
Mr. Salazar?
Yes.
Mrs. Hergesheimer?
Yes. And then I need a motion to approve the expulsion of case number 2018-092-SD.
End of approval.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Muir?
Yes.
Mrs. Herman?
Yes.
Mrs. D'Alessandro?
Yes.
Mr. Salazar?
Yes.
Mrs. Hergesheimer?
Yes. And I need a motion to approve the expulsion of case number 2018-094-SD for violation of Ed Code sections 48900A1 and B and 48900.7. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Mirror?
Oh, yes.
Mrs. Herman?
Yes.
Mrs. D'Alessandro?
Yes.
Mr. Salazar?
Yes.
Mrs. Hergesheimer?
Yes. Brings us to approval of our agenda, and I have not heard of any items that needed to be pulled.
Actually, we have two.
Yes.
For this, okay.
The 14C, which is the one that was distributed earlier, the supporting information.
Okay.
That was sent earlier in the week and is posted on the website, which is the special education agreement.
Okay.
That was revised. And then we have one speaker slip on 14E, which are the parent settlement agreements.
Okay, so both of those are items from our consent agenda. So may I have a motion to approve our agenda with those two items, 14C and 14E? Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Approval of our minutes. We have a June 21st, 2018 regular meeting and our June 22nd and July 16th special meetings. We were provided with that information in our agenda. May I have a motion?
Oh, I need to recuse myself.
Okay.
So moved.
Okay. Thank you. And a second, please?
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Let's see. Mo was only missing one. Do we need to vote on them separately? I'm sorry.
Well,
I missed the 21st.
Technically, you can approve them.
Approve them.
Yes.
Okay.
So do you want to take another vote and we'll approve them all and not
worry about any extensions?
Rescind that one.
Okay.
Well, just to
approve all minutes.
Okay.
Second. Thank you. And all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And do we need to undo anything else?
No, I thought that works.
Away from it. Thank
that
you.
Works.
All right. We have no students here for updates during the student break. So that brings us to our Board of Trustees. And my name is Mira's on vacation portion of it. But do you have anything to report?
One notification. I started putting our notifications a year out. Family first. My son said to go away a year. And it's important to me, her family, to be together. And I want to see we met with Larry and what happened to the agenda. And I got to tell you something, it was amazing. That's the first time I've ever done that with a superintendent where we went over every agenda item and discussed it at length so that I understood what was going on. And then he brought the assistant students in. Tina and Mike, and if we had any questions financially about anything that was going on in the district, and so maybe sometimes tonight you're probably thinking, why aren't we discussing it more? We discussed it with Larry, and you were great.
Thank you very much.
Discussing really making sure that I understood all parameters and financial and how it impacts the district, and I don't know if we make that a meeting before every
yes.
agenda.
Yes.
That was something that was amazing.
Thank you very much.
I
do want to make clear to the audience it was not about how they're going to vote. That's important for you to understand. It's simply to seek clarification on any item and to provide further information.
And we went line by line, which had never been done. And then brought in two assistant students to fill out or flesh out any of the questions about financially or where you're going or the impact on the district or foreseeable future on every item. And that was great, too. And so thank you.
Thank you very much.
For coming to the district and caring about, you really care about our kids.
Thank you.
All right. Mrs. Herman.
Yes, I did attend the special board meeting with the search firm and continue to look forward to getting their updates and then the special board meeting. And I did Ms. Mueller's comments about Mr. Prandi. Thank you so much for stepping in and serving as our interim, and I do appreciate the time you spent going over the agenda. Much appreciated.
This is D'Alessandro.
Great. Well, yes, I attended the conference with the search firm and the team meeting and the special board meeting and meeting with Mr. Prandi. I also attended the Torrey Pines High School topping off ceremony, which we were alerted about and kind of really wasn't a topping off ceremony. It was just kind of a nice luncheon that was put on for the workmen in the project. It was for the Performing Arts Center at Torrey Pines, which very exciting. And it was really nice to have lunch with the people who were working on the building.
Thank you.
Nothing much to add except for thank you, Mr. Parundi, for that meeting to go over the agenda. Welcome to the district.
Thank you.
It's very nice to have you here, and you're a nice fresh breath of air.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Could this go to my wife?
Sure, we'll go.
I still have to take the trash out on Mondays.
In addition to the special meetings, I did also attend the Torrey Pine luncheon for, I believe it was really for the Masons. They said, you know,
right.
We always do
yes.
the topping offs and other
yeah.
other trades get acknowledged, so they were trying to do something for them. It was nice. I did also come, I believe it was July 2nd, when it was Mr. Parani's first day here, and walk around the building with him, introduce him. And so, yes, thank you for being here. And I was also able to participate in an activity kind of adjacent to our schools. In the area right now this summer, some of our high school students are participating in a program called Hands of Peace, which I've been spoken about on the radio and so forth recently. So there's Israeli, Palestinian, and American kids all meeting together, and one of the other organizations I'm in hosts them for some events and meals and so forth. We've been doing it for, I think, at least 5 years. So it's always inspiring and hopeful to see these kids having an opportunity to speak with each other, share their fears, kind of build some bridges, and you know, the hope being that in the future we'll have people in leadership who've spoken to folks in different parts of this complicated world we're in. So anyway, that was exciting to participate in. And then I wanted to mention, I can get more information if we need, but I forwarded, I believe, to Dr. Grove about the League of Women Voters having an event for high schoolers at the Mission Bay area in August, for just trying to cultivate civic involvement, and but a fun afternoon with some food and games and then some question and answer information. So if anyone's interested, I did forward the flyer that I was had in my hands. I believe I have more details if anyone wants to catch me later. August 10th in the afternoon, Bonita Cove, Mission Bay. So trying to help them become civically engaged.
Has that flyer been distributed?
I just got it today, forwarded it, and asked that we try and get that sent out by whatever means we can. So. And I'm sure they'd love other adult volunteers if anyone wants to.
I have to do a second sentence to the commission. That's news, too.
Okay.
And then they can set it up.
Okay, well, Mim Mikolov is actually the one that shared it with me. So,
oh, okay.
So maybe if you want to track it through her. So I think that does it for me. And that leads us to our first superintendent's report, Mr. Parundi. And
you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Madam President, members of the board audience, thank you very much for allowing me to serve with you for a period of time as you contemplate bringing on your next superintendent. I finished 41 years of my career 4 years ago, but I didn't sit at home. I want to assure you that I've stayed engaged. I spent 2 years after that as executive leader in residence at the University of San Diego, coaching executive leaders, not just in education, but had an opportunity to work across multi dimensions of business and as well as law enforcement and military. And along with that, I work and have had the opportunity to work with multiple superintendents in states across the United States in leadership development, working with teams, working with boards of trustees. So my work has been relevant, but am very much appreciative of the fact to step back in and to do the work. It certainly brings a sense of reality. You can sit on the sidelines, but sometimes it's nice to get in the game. While I am here, I hope to assist the district in any way that I can. I am not a placeholder. I said to the board that I will do as much as I possibly can with the skill set that I have to assist you in moving the district forward, first of which is to get ready to receive all of our kids on the first day of school, because ready or not, here they come. So it would be very important for us to be organized and ready to go, because we may have adult things to do, but those youngsters are going to show up at the schoolroom door. So I look forward to it, and thank you for the kind words. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Can you talk about how you also teach superintendents?
Oh, yeah, I do. The majority of my work is I work with superintendents that are new or that are not so new. Some of them ask me to come in and help them do clarification of where their district is headed. Sometimes it's personal coaching. Sometimes they just need a thinking partner with them. And I've been blessed to be able to do that around the United States. Just yesterday, as a matter of fact, was with 25 superintendents around the United States and had a chance to discuss our district and an item that I'm going to ask the board about in a little while. Had a chance to dialogue with a number of superintendents. Thank you.
The fact that you talked about your goals and getting our goals ready for the district was thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you and welcome. All right. No school department update this evening, but brings us to public comments. Do we have a
yes, we do.
Excuse me. I want to know about the school department update. Did that close in the pool? We can discuss that later. I might ask you about the pool, about the that closing.
You're right.
Are you going to extend it?
Right. And I apologize because that was a comment that I didn't read, that I didn't send a question to, but I'll talk to John Allman about it tomorrow.
And can we extend that so we can get it out to more people, so we can get more I was hoping that we could get more interest in that.
Sure. I'm sure that won't be a problem.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
I wanted to explain it.
All right. The first speaker slip I have, we have three of them here. It's Bill Graham.
If you yes.
Step, sure. Can you step to the podium, please?
Oh,
and
okay.
We'll run a little three-minute clock.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I don't really have a presentation or anything like that, but I've been really concerned about school shootings, and every day I get more concerned. And so really I just have one question, one simple question, one sentence. What is the district doing to reduce the possibility of school shootings? I tried to research it a little bit. I know that Prop 8A talked about security, and I noticed on your website that there's $1.5 million going to be spent on fencing. I assume that's related to security. But I'd like a bigger picture of really what's happening, because I'm not an expert, but I do have background in a lot of that area, and I have concern with any district that the money spent will be spent in the best possible way, the wisest way, because just putting up fences or doing things like that really doesn't solve the problem, because you have to look at the big picture, you have to do it in a holistic way. And that's what I'm looking for from the school district. So I would like more information to be able to get involved with that sort of thing, and that's where I come from.
All right. Well, thank you. And I will say item 22, we do have a report and a couple of items under that perhaps will, if you can stay long enough for us to get to that item, it might fill in some of your blanks. And we appreciate your speaking this evening. Wendy Gum, please.
Also, item 22E.
Yes,
there's a couple of that as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good evening. My name is Wendy Gum. I'm the parent of a recent Torrey Pines High School graduate, and I just wanted to come up and thank Mr. Perandi for also taking the interim position. I was very pleased and glad that you responded to my questions from the last board meeting, and that was the first time in 2 years that anybody had ever responded to me from a school board meeting questions that I have, except for Ms. Douglas, who is kind enough to respond to me and answer my questions, so I really appreciated that. I also hope that while you're here in an interim capacity, you can help train our school board as to what it means to run a high-performing school district, and hopefully you can work with the great staff that we have here to get us back to a baseline to follow policies and procedures that the school board has put in place that haven't been followed on the campuses for a number of years. And the last thing I'd like to bring to your attention is I'd really hope that one of the areas that you could focus on while you're here is looking at the hiring of walk-on coaches, how those interact with the foundations, with camps and clinics. There's some camps and clinics going on this summer that are outrageously priced that are being run by the coaches at some of the high schools, and the ones that are really high-priced are being run by the walk-on coaches, and I just don't think that that's the proper use of our walk-on coaches or our students. I just think there's a lot of disconnect between what's going on, and I don't think the walk-on coaches have the best interests of the students. I think the teachers are trained to work with high school students, and when they're in coaching positions, I think it's better for the students. And so until we can get our walk-on coaches at least trained up to deal with high school students, I don't think we're going to have good programs. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And lastly, we have Rita Radin, please.
I, too, would like to thank Mr. Perrondi for responding to my email and concerns about Brown Act transgressions by the board. I really appreciated the fact that you got back to me in a very timely manner. As leaders, you own the responsibility to train and educate students. What we see in the cases of expulsions and suspensions is faulty process, poor decision-making, and lack of ownership of the education and training of students of the do's and don'ts in today's society. In the 2017-2018 school year, over 700,000 in legal fees was wasted because the board failed to train students on what constitutes proper behavior under the education code. Let's stop wasting money on legal fees and shift that money by investing in students and student training and educating them about proper conduct in students. We know such training will substantially reduce and hopefully eliminate students joking about threatening the schools and other misconduct and inappropriate behavior by students. Also, let's think about the number of new teachers that we could hire if we lowered attorney fees to the 2015-16 or 2016-17 level of expenditures of about $300,000. So investing in student behavior education will lead to both better outcomes for students, teachers, and principals. These lawsuits are bleeding the budget, beginning with the writ of mandate recently filed for no reason. We urge the board to drop this needless lawsuit and stop traumatizing the student and his family and allow the student to re-enter the school as the County Board of Education instructed district back in May. By not dropping the writ of mandate lawsuit, the district will lose even if the district wins, because the absolute best outcome is that the district will keep the school out of school until January 2019 rather than that student returning in September 2018. The only person winning here is the attorney that collects the $250 per hour or greater fees charged. I just really want to urge you guys to stop this nonsense quickly. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. So that brings us to our consent agenda, items 11 through 15. But I need a motion to approve it, less item 14C and item 14B.
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. And that would be a roll call, please.
Mrs. Muir?
Yes.
Mrs. Herman?
Yes.
Mrs. D'Alessandro?
Yes.
Mr. Salazar?
Yes.
Mrs. Hergesheimer?
Yes. Brings us to item 14C. And did we have a speaker slip to that?
Yes, or we do.
No.
No, we don't.
No, that was the revision that was distributed to you.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Thank you.
So it would be...
we just need to approve it with the revised.
As revised.
As revised. As revised. 14C.
We have one for a speaker on 14B.
Okay, thank you. So 14, I need a motion to approve item 14C as...
Approval.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Muir? Mrs. Muir?
Yes.
Mrs. Herman?
Yes.
Mrs. D'Alessandro?
Yes.
Mr. Satlazar?
Yes.
Mrs. Hergesheimer?
Yes. Okay, and item 14E, we have a speaker slip from Rita Radin. Again, please.
Once again, we have parent settlements and release agreements. And what's concerning to me is I wonder how much of these $700,000 in attorney fees have contributed to parents seeking out attorneys to fight the district rather than the district and staff coming to a collegial agreement. It's really concerning to me that we have such an adversarial relationship between parents and the district. And I think that's really evident in what's been happening, how attorney fees have just been increasing to outrageous levels. And I hope the district, and I hope the board, will really consider about dialing back this adversarial nature with parents and start working as partners with parents. And that's what you guys are here for. You're here to be our advocates. And I'd just like to remind you of that role. You're here to advocate for the parents and their students. Students first. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we need a motion to approve item 14E.
Okay, thank you. Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Muir?
Yes.
Mrs. Herman?
Yes.
Mrs. D'Alessandro?
Yes.
Mr. Salazar?
Yes.
Mrs. Hergesheimer?
Yes. And that brings us to our discussion action items, beginning with item 16, which is approval of our single plans for student achievement. That small document was tucked into the agenda this week by Dr. Grohl.
As you know, each year our schools develop a single plan for student achievement, which outlines the basically an analysis of where our strengths are and where our areas for growth are at each of our schools relating to student achievement based on prior year data. A number of assessments that are involving academics, obviously involving potential social emotional learning, things like that. Mm-hmm. And then this is the plan that will drive the work of the school for the 18-19 school year, and it also indicates how resources will be allocated to do those things, and it kind of fits in alignment with our overall district LCAP. So it is also an indication of how the LCAP is carried out at our individual school sites. So we, as you know, have revised our process for developing these so that you're approving them now for the coming school year, where historically they've been approved in October, November, after we were already into the school year in which the SPSA was intended to be enacted. So we shifted the timeline this year so that they would be in place and hopefully approved going into the school year so that it can be really as it was intended to be a tool that drives improvement at the school.
So I had two parents call me about the IB program in the past payment. Mm-hmm. And said they're asking me, is that, do you think that they said the juniors can take the IB classes?
Correct.
And they said so they cannot get the certificate. I thought that is what you said. That if they're a junior,
correct,
if they just take one or two just to get their feet wet, that mm-hmm. is, they want to put that on their transcript. And I said, I don't know about that you have to call the school if that is something.
So any student similar to an AP class,
right,
any student can take an IB course.
Mm-hmm.
In order to get the IB diploma,
right,
you must meet all of the requirements that the IB international organization sets out. That's not a local determination,
right,
by us, and they have to pass assessments as they do with AP, things like that. So any junior who last year's sophomores on the course offering sheet, there were mm-hmm. IB courses that anyone could choose to take.
I think they're jumping in now, like as a junior or senior, but I think they're at this point, jumping in as a senior.
So the incoming junior class is the mm-hmm. first group that would be eligible, because the IB program is a two-year
right.
program, and it is only available in turn to juniors and seniors.
Right.
And so this incoming junior group would be the first one who would be eligible to fulfill all of the requirements over a two-year period in order to earn the IB diploma.
Mm-hmm. And then it was interesting that they couldn't get a diploma as a senior.
Correct.
Okay.
they cannot, because it's a two-year program.
Refer them back to, you know, that. So thank you.
Do we have any other questions for Dr. Grove? I would like to say that in addition to getting them to us in time for us to approve early, you also got them to us weeks ahead of the agenda, so we had time to look at the, I forget, 600 pages. So really appreciate the hustling that got done to make that happen this year.
Really, that was the leadership of Manuel Zapata and Julie Goldberg, and then the hard work of our school teams who toiled pretty hard to get these put together. So I think we're on a better time frame in terms of how
moving forward. All right, well, thank you. May I have a motion to approve the individual school site SPSA documents for the period of July 2018 through June 2019?
Yes, we move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That carries. Excuse me, we'll stay with Dr. Grove at the moment to consider the 2018-19 consolidated application.
As you know, we submit every year, as do all public school districts who want to receive any sort of categorical and or federal funding, a consolidated application for those funds. So that requires that we have created this application to submit for Title I, Title II, Title III, and this year for the first time Title IV funds as well. And so we submit that in order to be eligible to receive those funds. So that is what is before you this evening.
Okay. Do you have any other questions regarding that item? Then may I have a motion to adopt the 2018-19 consolidation application part one as shown in our second.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
That also carries. Item 18 comes from Ms. Douglas regarding our resolution establishing special taxes for the 2018-19 fiscal year.
So, as you guys know, every year we've established CFDs. Every year we bring forward the information on establishing the tax rates. The board here approves the tax rates. The formulas were established back when the CFDs were established. And so it's not a tax on homeowners that currently have a house. It's for any future people that come in to purchase. So what you see here is the establishment of the rates for the 18-19 school year.
Thank you. Any other questions regarding that item? It's a roll call, so please.
You need a motion.
Oh, excuse me. Thank you. I need a motion to adopt the attached resolutions establishing special taxes within community facilities districts number 94-2, 94-3, 95-2, 99-1, 99-2, 99-3, and 03-1.
Move approval.
Okay. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Muir?
Yes.
Mrs. Herman?
Yes.
Mrs. D'Alessandro?
Yes.
Mr. Salazar?
Yes.
Mrs. Hergesheimer?
Yes. Thank you. And item 19 is adoption of a resolution levying the special taxes for the 2018-19 year.
Right. So now that the rates were approved, this resolution is to actually levy the taxes.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Second.
All right. All in favor of adopting the resolution for all those districts.
Oh, you have to do a roll call.
That's right.
Mrs. Muir?
Yes.
Mrs. Herman?
Yes.
Mrs. D'Alessandro?
Yes.
Mr. Salazar?
Yes.
Mrs. Hergesheimer?
Yes. Item 20, we have a speaker slip for Rita.
Oh, that was a mistake. It was a typo. I meant 22. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Apologies.
All right. So item 20 comes again from Ms. Douglas. It's appointment of our personnel commissioner.
Yes. So as you are aware, we had a personnel commissioner that was appointed by the board, Mr. Azimzadeh, who no longer has a residence here in the district. And so prior to him being adopted by the board, we had actually brought forward an approval for Mr. Justin Cunningham to be the personnel commission appointee. He was approved. He wasn't available to serve because of an accident, and he now is available and is willing to do it, so we're bringing forward his name this evening again.
Okay. Any other questions on that item? If not, may I have a motion to appoint Dr. Justin Cunningham to serve as our board-appointed commissioner to the San Dieguito Personnel Commission?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That carries unanimously.
Madam President, I know Dr. Cunningham. I've known him since he was a senior in high school. I also played rugby against him and with him. I knew him as a superintendent in Bonsall and at the San Diego County Office of Education. Fine man. But I would ask that we ask Mr. Dr. Cunningham to come to the board meeting of August 16th so that you might meet him.
That'd be awesome.
Okay. Thank you. Well, staff will work on it.
Thank you. All right. Item 21 is approval of job title changes, reallocation of classification range and revisions to the board policy number 4231. And that comes also from Ms. Douglas.
So there are two positions that are a change in title only based on the job description changes, and you guys see some of that. So there's one, the human resource benefit analyst being changed to a workers' compensation benefits and HRIS specialist. The person who is currently in the position that aligns better in terms of workers' comp because that's one of her big functions in her job. The second one you see there is a plumber irrigation specialist to plumber. And so the job description there in that particular one, the most of the functions of that position was really more around irrigation specialist, and so there is a recommendation to change the, actually lower the allocation for any future in the need that we need to hire somebody just to do irrigation as opposed to a combination of both, so it just basically aligns that. So those are job titles only. There's also a job title and a salary reallocation. And the changes were made recently to the job description after a lengthy study of both classifications, the Workability and Transition Partnership Program. In order for the programs to be successful and to achieve outcomes mandated by the IEPs, there must be an option for the classified special ed staff members to transport students. So other options for transportation were studied, and this option was the most feasible. So the change in salary allocation takes into consideration the increased level of independence and responsibility associated with this new task and more appropriately aligns it with the comparison for classifications. So as you're aware, all of these studies are done at the personnel commission level and then comes forward to the board for approval. And Ms. Dixon is here if there are any questions.
Any questions? Beyond what material was provided with us, then may I have a motion to approve the job title changes, reallocation of classification ranges, and the revisions to the board policies as provided.
Move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. That also is unanimous. And next, let's see. This is item 22, our safety update.
Madam President, may I ask a question of the speaker?
Sure.
Is it on the entire issue of 22, or is it
specific to one?
Is it specific to A, B, C, D, or E?
A.
To A. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Would you like to come to the mic or to the podium then, please? Just reiterate it again.
Back in February, I came to a CFD meeting to talk about safety right after Parkland happened and to discuss the horrible situation at Torrey Pines High School where we have no fencing. And now I'm aware that also the other older school, San Diego Academy, is in the same situation. Fencing is just one element. You know, when you have these wide open campuses, there are many elements really about safety that we have to consider, but I think one of the most important elements is getting the board and the superintendent to come talk to students and ask them for their inputs about how, as a district, we can improve safety for our students and what they think needs to be done. The district has never reached out to the students, and I think that's a real travesty. And I hope now that we have a fresh start with our new interim superintendent and at some point in the future our new superintendent, that they'll reach out to our student population and start to have conversations about safety with them, about what they see as how we can build community within all of these high schools where we're having these problems. I think there really needs to be a lot of community building. And I think that needs to start in classrooms and getting teachers talking to students about community building. And I think that a lot of this would really be helpful. A lot of what really needs to be happening is when you talk about rules and regulations as part of that, you talk about safety, and you do that on a weekly basis in a classroom where students meet, like your English class where they have English 4 years, and once a month, once a week, whatever, you have kind of a status meeting between the students and their English teachers or their social study teachers. Each student is required to take 4 years of English, and I believe each student is required to take 4 years of social science. And so in those classes, I really think we need to encourage those teachers to start having conversations with students about these issues, as well as district folk to come in and talk to students about these issues. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So our first item to begin with would be for Ms. Douglas with some safety updates, and then we'll move into our other.
So as you know, we've been bringing forward some safety updates at every board meeting, and we've encompassed some information items and things of that nature all under the same umbrella, so we can keep you apprised of what's happening. So we have the cameras at Torrey Pines where infrastructure is being put in, the shells, if you will, where the cameras are going to be housed are being put in. We're on track for having them up and ready to go for the start of the school year. We're looking at getting signs currently because we have to make sure that there are signs posted so everyone is aware that there are cameras now on campus. So that work is underway, and if anybody's out there, they'll see the kind of the shells going up for the cameras. What you see for SBA Architects, that item there is for the architect to go ahead at SDA and put in the infrastructure for the future installation of cameras. So that's what that is, and it increased, if you will, to their contract so that when we're done with Torrey Pines and we've worked out what we need to work out there, that the infrastructure is already in place for SDA. In addition to that, we've talked about the District Safety Committee and how we've been working on revising and updating the EOC plans, the district plans, and the school site plans, and part of that package, if you will, is the update and revisions of all the safety-related board policies. So you also have board policies. In addition to that, we also have been working on, we've talked about the Raptor system, which is the ID badging system, if you will, where any visitors to our campus would check in with a driver's license, and that scan, if you will, would kind of tap into any of the sexual predator type of databases. There'll be red flags that we need to know about. So we have all of those, so we'll begin the installation of all of those across all of our campuses, as well with the implementation, if you will, starting before the prior start of school, which what we've talked about here in the past couple of months. And go back and make sure I didn't forget anything. Yes, I think I'm good, because there are other things. There are other things in the next one that Dr. Carney will talk about.
Okay. All right. Any questions while we have, while we're on this topic, or you can wait and see how much gets covered in the next four items and where we are at that point, maybe. So the next item is approval of an amendment to the agreement. What we need is to give
a motion
to approve the amendment and authorize Douglas Gilbert, Tina Douglas, or Larry Perandi to execute the agreement with SBA Architects to amend the contract 820-13-166 for the engineering at San Dieguito.
So moved.
Second. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
That also carries. Thank you. Brings us to adoption of a proposed revised board policies, of which there are three. Come back to the study.
Yeah, those are, again, part of the plan. Those are a second read. You got the first read last month, so this is just the second read for adoption.
Thank you.
All right. Are there any further questions that were not answered yet at this point? And if We are prepared. Could I have a motion to adopt the proposed revised board policies as shown in the supplements that we had?
Move adoption.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Again, carries unanimously and brings us to the review of our proposed new revised board policies. And we have three new that are here for a first read.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So if anyone has any further questions, I'll have another chance to see those before they get brought to us again for a final vote. If there's no discussion, we will move to item E, which I'm going to look to our superintendent.
Thank you.
Mr. Barandi.
Madam President, members of the board and audience, it's interesting that we would have speakers talk about safety. I want to share with you, I was with 22 superintendents from around the United States yesterday for the sole purpose for about 2 hours of talking about safety. And I was with superintendents from probably 22 states, inner city, urban, suburban, and rural. And the common conversation was, what are we doing about safety? Each of these communities, in one way or another, had been affected either to a great extent or to a minor extent, issues that revolved around student safety, student wellness, and employee safety and employee wellness. I hijacked that portion of the meeting to talk about San Dieguito and to get some feedback from my colleagues as to an idea that I have and to see if it made any sense before I came here tonight, which could still get rejected. But the idea of talking about safety is not just an idea, it's an imperative. And that imperative includes multiple voices, which were mentioned here. We have fantastic teachers and fantastic kids in our classrooms, and our teachers are the vanguards of their safety. We get that. And we've got to listen to their voice. And we've got to listen to the students, because students know how to communicate to other students more effectively than we know how to communicate with students at times. We need to listen to community. And when I say community, there's a larger community than just that have kids in school. There are social service communities that are out there. There are people in our community that have no children in the school but have great expertise. We also have service agencies that we need to listen to. And in putting that all together and being a part of a much larger discussion about safety, I forwarded to the board an idea, which is, and if you'll bear with me, I'll try to explain what that is that I'm asking the board to give to me for my assistance an ad hoc of two members of the board to work with me and the executive cabinet to create creation of a school district safety wellness advisory committee, recognizing fully that we have a wonderful district safety committee that's been doing great work. I totally understand that. And recognizing that we have site work that's being done. So how do we, in fact, combine physical plant safety and social emotional wellness safety? And what do we currently have? So in asking you as a board, what I'm asking is, if you could find a way to have two members work with me and accomplish two things before we step out and put some real meat on these bones, is what is the scope of what we want to get accomplished and what are the things that we want to get accomplished as a committee? I'm not asking tonight for members of the committee. I'm not asking for volunteers. I'm simply asking for some direction from the board that does this make sense? And the goal would be of this committee, once it's formed, I think it's three areas. It's we need to seek input. And was mentioned here, who do we talk to? There's a bunch of people we need to talk to. And we need to talk to those kids because they've got a strong voice. We need to talk to our teachers who have and our classified people and the people that work in the buildings and outside the buildings. They have a lot to say, and they're smart. And also recognizing the work done previously. I totally understand that. And then once we get their input, then we have to talk about priorities. What are the priorities? We can come up with a list of 50 things, 150 things. The important part is, can we prioritize it? And if we say it's important, can we put and align resources and align current resources to match those priorities? That's where the work is. Align the priorities, set the plan, execute the plan. Now, it sounds simple at one end, but if we don't talk about it, if we don't sunshine this, then people, the community will assume that we're not doing anything. But I can tell you we are doing in this district many things. We just have not coalesced it into a much bigger piece. I think we have a unique opportunity to take opinion and skill sets that are out there and potentially assure our community that we have a concern about that and take advantage of our students' knowledge. But I need an ad hoc committee to assist me, because I think the worst thing I can do is step off and go in a direction that is not intuitive to the board's direction. And if I can do that in advance, I think I can be. We can be much more productive. We will put together the scale and scope of this, so please do not be frustrated if you don't hear anything tomorrow. This is simply, we want to do this correctly. It may potentially involve forums in various segments of our community. That requires maybe potentially a skill set that I don't have as a facilitator, but certainly it's going to require talking to our various groups of people in our district, because I don't in any way want to not acknowledge all the work that's been done by the various groups that are in this district, and they're important, and the work they've done is important and will continue to be important. I just want to take advantage of their expertise. So members of the audience and board, that's really my thinking on this, and if I have direction from you, I will certainly move forward, and it would be wonderful if I could get an ad hoc of two members to work with me as we design this and move forward. And the plan would be to have a regular system of communication. My envision, and I want to get some consensus on this, is to have a piece on our website that talks about our ongoing work. You know, this is where we are. We do that with bond and construction stuff, but why not do it with these sort of really important pieces? So, Madam President, that's my two cents on this.
Well, so Mr. Pratt brought this idea forward and agreed we should have it on this agenda. The question at this point is our bringing it to each of you. I'm assuming we're going to want to do this. So then the crux becomes which two people would like to either volunteer or be nominated to be on this committee. So do I have any volunteers? I guess I'll start with you.
I've been on this safety, have been, you haven't been here, but this has been something I've been on, talked about continuously, because I felt like we haven't covered this enough, and I've been wanting to have a community forum, but that was something that I don't think the past superintendent wanted to do, because I think you're 100% right. The kids know our campus the best. They know where we have our faults and our holes, and Isaac Gelman, who you didn't meet, was our past student here. That was the last thing he said to me. He said, "Mrs. Muir, no one ever asks us ever what's going on, and we've got a lot of information to give." And to me, he said, we already have the kids who are already there who are saying, guess what, we want to get involved, and we want to share what we think is not working with you, but we haven't had an opportunity to.
So are you volunteering to be on the committee?
I'd like to be on the committee.
Okay. So that's one.
I would like to be on the committee as well.
Okay.
Very, very important. I do have a question. We're going to seek input, establish priorities, align resources, and so forth. It almost sounds like we're waiting for some kind of responses, some kind of direction from the committee. And I'm hopeful that we are continuing the efforts that we already have.
Absolutely.
And we'll even pick up others along
Absolutely.
The way.
This is not to stall any of the work that's been done before or will be done. And it's also not a fault finding. I think it's very important to find out where our strengths are in the district and also to address areas where we need to be better at. So please, I don't want anybody to think this is a fault finding mission. Nothing is gained by that. Finding out where areas are that we need to improve and shore up is absolutely an important way to approach this. So please, I want people to clearly understand I'm not on a fault finding mission. I'm on a way to find out what can we do better, what are we already doing well, and what can we take advantage of. And I really see that. And the issue is we are going to move forward. The reason of having the ad hoc to work with me in an executive group is to clearly define that and then step off and do something.
What I like about this is that we're finding out, like you said, more information, but yet having the budget right there with us.
Correct.
To make these things happen.
There will be difficult, I will share with you, there will be difficult decisions. And prioritizing is a unique opportunity.
Well,
you know what? It's important.
Yep.
It's one of our biggest priorities we have here.
Yep. So I was willing to throw my name in if needed. It doesn't seem it is, but I would suggest if no one else is interested that I be a alternate or something, and if someone knows they can't participate on any given day as we go through this process, then I would be glad to fill in on those dates. And so with that in mind, do we have any other questions or discussion? Then may I have a motion to authorize the creation of a school district safety and wellness advisory committee, and that we appoint board member Mrs. Muir and Mrs. D'Alessandro to serve as our representatives to this committee.
So moved.
Second.
All right. All in favor? We have to vote for it. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, that unanimously carries. Thank you for bringing this.
Thank you.
When you talk about these things, we can have, like you said, we'll have those on the website. We can have them clearly marked. And so the gentleman, if he wants to come to speak, at that directly to us.
Oh, I was going to speak to him before he got out of the room.
And then you can know.
He has also sent some emails.
If you want to come to speak directly to the steering committee, it would be great.
And again, I want to be really clear. We don't know what that composition looks like. That's a very important discussion. So I don't want anybody to walk out of the room and think that something is already pre-arranged. There isn't. There isn't. This is just my first public discussion with the board on this item.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And again, back to Ms. Douglas. We need to look at item 23, which is update and approval of the continuance on Torrey Pines High School emergency repair elevator project for the sixth time.
So I believe I told you at the last board meeting that the gentleman's partner passed away, and there's been some of the, after the parts were manufactured and ordered, that's been some of the delay. We had a conversation with him, a very strong one, which was difficult because he is mourning. However, he has assured us and promised us that the elevator will be done on August 15th. And he's sending us weekly updates with pictures and everything, so I know the work is happening. So this will be the last one. The next one will be completion.
Excellent. Thank you.
Is this a big company, or how big is this company?
No, it's not. There aren't very many of them that are out there. And one of the big delays prior to this was that the elevator is so old, the parts actually had to be manufactured. So that was one of the first delays.
Okay.
All right. So I need a motion to approve continuing the Torrey Pines High School emergency repair elevator project with Guardian Elevator.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. That carries. And brings us to our information items. And first item is coming from Dr. Grove, our Uniform Complaint Quarterly Report.
This is our quarterly report about any uniform complaint that we have received specifically related to the Williams settlement. And so that is instructional materials, sufficiency, emergency facility issues, and teacher vacancies and misassignments. We had no complaints this quarter. Just brought to you as an info.
Thank you. All right, thank you. And Ms. Douglas has some proposed deleted or revised board policies coming for the first read?
Yes, first read. The first one, district and school websites. Again, as you know, we've been trying to update board policies, and some of our numbers have been a little willy wonkus. So it's aligning some of the numbers. In addition to that, this one in particular is aligning with CSBA for annual notifications for parents, and because the start of school was coming up, we had to make sure this one was out there for first read. The advertising and promotion, that one in particular is to make sure that, again, aligning with CSBA, but making sure that there is some language in there around advertising for non-nutritious foods. We need to make sure that's in place as we are getting ready to go through an administrative review of our child nutrition services department. So we're trying to make sure everything is in order for that. So, again, this is first read.
Thank you. And Ms. Douglas has another kind of important update on the governor's adopted budget. Good news, bad news? I don't know.
So the governor's budget. So at our last conversation, we talked about the adopted budget. And if you guys will recall, one of the things that there have been some changes from the May revised to the adopted. And the governor's adopted, shall I say. And so there was a school services workshop. I went to the workshop, received some information, and I think the conversation that I think we had when we were coming here for board adoption was that there was some change in one-time funding and ongoing funding. And although ongoing funding is something that we would always advocate for, in essence, what we lost was about $2 million in one time, and we only gained about $300,000 or somewhere in that ballpark of ongoing. So if you recall, when I was here through budget adoption, that in our multi-year projection, in that third year, we were just a little shy over 3%. So we also talked about in January looking at some budget savings that we'll be able to put in place and implement over the second semester. Rather than waiting till then, we're going to be looking at some budget savings now, so that when we come forward with first interim in the December timeframe, that we'll still maintain that positive certification. And we still are looking at having conversations. We've already have some meetings scheduled to look at what we might be able to do for second interim. I'm sorry, not second interim, for the second semester in terms of savings. So I wanted to make sure that you guys were aware of what that impact is, because I know we've heard that we're getting more ongoing funding, and we are, but at the same time, we lost a significant amount of one time as well.
All right. Are there any questions on that item? All right, then.
Information only.
We're not letting you off the hook yet. Let's see. Business service update, please, Ms. Douglas.
So I just really just wanted to say two things. One, Earl Warren Middle School received a Best Project Award from the Engineering News Record. So I wanted to make sure that I put that out here for everybody to hear. They have an opportunity in an October meeting. They're going to be highlighted in an October edition of that ENR, is what they call it, Engineering News Record publication, in an upcoming publication in October. So we'll make sure we get our hands on that so we can share that with the board. And then there's an opportunity for them to compete. They'll make one selection. And so there's an opportunity for them to win it at a different level. So that was great news for us. The other thing I wanted to mention, that as schools are out and there are no students, you know, in session and no teachers in their classes, this is business services' busiest time of the year. And as I shared with the board, all the maintenance operations and transportation projects that have been taking place, it's a busiest time for finance in terms of year-end closing and getting all that done. So I just wanted to commend the staff and business services because of all the work that they're doing during the summer, trying to get us ready for the next school year or so.
So I have one, I guess I'm going to toss it in at this time. We've talked about this next year doing like site visits together.
Yes.
In an organized way. Is that, if we do something like that, is that an adequate time for us to kind of see what's been going on campus, or do we want to try and do one of our little tours where we go visit at the end of, and we haven't really talked about that this year.
Do
we
want to do a... Thank you for that. So the ICOC, we actually are in the process of finalizing the agenda for the project tours.
Okay.
So that's going to be on October 3rd.
Okay.
October 3rd. So once we have that agenda finalized, we'll get that out to you guys. So you guys,
okay.
Obviously, you guys
great.
All participate in that. Mm-hmm. One more thing I just wanted to mention, it's in relation to safety, is we are actually getting our campus supervisors registered for a three-day safety training as well.
Okay. Did we do any projects this summer around here?
Yeah, just a couple, several. There's a lot of things that have obviously taken place, and there it's turf that's being reconditioned, painting in different school sites, deep cleaning across all of our campuses, not to mention all the bond projects that you guys all know have been taking place.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff, and we keep the website up to date on the projects for ICOC, so there's always information out there on stuff that's happening. But I just wanted to make sure that one of the other things is that we had new legislation where we have to install in our buses a safety button, if you will, at the back of the bus, which requires all the bus drivers to make sure they do a walk and push the button so that we can ensure that there are no kids left on the bus. There was that was a very difficult thing because everyone's trying to do it at the same time. Very hard to try and find somebody to come in and do it when everyone across the state is trying. We actually had one of our guys in-house figured out how to do it, so he's doing it by himself, getting through every single bus, but all of our buses will be equipped before the start of school.
Great.
And just to follow up, I think as far as all of us visiting to see the facilities and visit the the classes. I think it's important that we schedule that separately so that we really can spend some time in the classroom and see what's happening there versus just the facilities.
I think Ms. Schultz was going to work with us for something as we head into fall. But okay, thank you very much. And we have Dr. Grove's Educational Service.
So just a quick update. The state this morning publicly released the graduation cohort data from the graduating class of 2016-17. So what essentially that is it looks at the students who entered ninth grade as a cohort in the 2013-14 school year, and it looks at what percentage of those students ended up graduating within 4 years, earning a diploma within 4 years. They do that for every school district statewide and in charter schools as well. And so, and it's one of the accountability measures that's now part of the school dashboard. And so our district had, for that particular cohort, had a 94% graduation rate, which is pretty close to historically in line for us, which we're pleased with. We also are able to break that down into subgroups and look at that. We have some work to do with some of our subgroups, but overall we are well above county average, well above state average. We're also able to look at that in terms of what percentage of those students in that class met UC and CSU requirements, and in that particular class it was 77.7, which was tops in San Diego County in terms of UC eligibility. And then we're also able to look at what percentage of those students earned a seal of biliteracy, and again, we were tops in the county in that, actually by a very wide margin. We had 30% of our students in that graduating class earned a seal of biliteracy. The county average was 11.6, and the state average was 11.2. And it speaks to the number of our students who take world languages in high school as electives, and so we. That's obviously driven by UC and CSU requirements as well, but it speaks to that, and it does speak to the fact that we have a lot of students coming out of DLI program as well.
And a big thank you to our staff that push that take care of our kids. Thank you very much.
So I have a question, Larry. Back to what I want to see Mrs. McDonald thought that Raymond was talking about the first day of school, about the expulsions, and about there is that little check we make. Is it possible to have like bullet points so it's clearly stated where our boundaries are and expulsions?
And that's going to be part of our discussion. I want to do that holistically, how we look at getting information out. We can do that.
She's right. That whole thing, I don't think many, I think people just click it, move on. I think if it was clear to the kids, like, look, I want to make there's no mistake where we're accurate on these issues. Just bullet point it the quick. And so that I know it seems like we have had kids come down. Well, I didn't know it wasn't. I didn't know that. Now it's going to be like, it's going to be clearly spelled out. So in the future, we can say,
what's appropriate language?
What's appropriate language?
Yeah, and we're going to work on being very clear about that. That's a need. Being very clear about that because it's important. We have other areas where you don't say certain words. We need to be clear to our kids. There are certain words we don't say, certain things we don't say on our campus.
And I think she was correct with long time call. Maybe it is okay to say it, but
not at school.
So thank you for that suggestion.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, Ms. Frazee is not here this evening, but Ms. Douglas, I believe, do you have anything to share on her behalf? Or are we
not for her.
Okay.
I think I've done enough.
Okay. I thought I heard maybe you had a little brief update. And also, Mr. Miller is not here this evening. Do we have anything on his behalf?
He did not text me anything from Switzerland.
Okay. All right. Do we have any future agenda items being brought for this evening? Then, hearing none, I am going to adjourn us from this evening.